So are you just going to ask me questions and I can answer it and then we'll go from there? And you can edit out anything that makes me look stupid or if I say something really messed up that needs to be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how much we hate Scott guys.
Just in my tickle.
I want to.
How you doing, people?
Wake up, feel fine, grab my baggies off the clothesline. I want to wake up, restore, thinking back on the night before. I said yeah, then I did it. Having
it
not a
feels
second
like a rape
thought.
Dungeon in here.
Oh, I know exactly what he tastes like.
I said yeah, then I did it. La 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 la.
Just your mic, homie.
No, 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 no. You cannot buy the beer. Beer!
Close your eyes.
No, 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 no. I always blame the beer.
Okay, here's the show.
I'm going to cock it off to the side like Colleen does.
Mm-hmm.
Gangster style.
Cock it off to the side.
Oh, my God.
Oh, cock it off Colleen.
There we go.
That's me. That is what she said.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah, 100%.
How does everybody sound? Like clear?
Yeah.
Good?
Sound really good. Sounds
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
This might be the best it sounded, honestly.
Cool.
Thank you, Chris.
Before I had all of this, like this rack thing I just got yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just set everything up again yesterday because I had it all just stacked up here.
It looks fancy as fuck.
Because I kept buying shit.
Yeah.
Because I had just this one little mixer that was over here.
Uh-huh.
And that did the whole show. And it just it limited a lot of what I could do. Like I couldn't get in live music in any way.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't. The phone calls were shoddy. And I got a system for phone calls that's still, I'm kind of working through that process.
Speaking of phone calls, yeah. We need to really go over having Karen on the show because I feel like that was a missed opportunity.
I wanted it. I did recommend that as well, yeah. But
she went MIA.
She was gone.
Yeah.
Forever.
She threw some hate shit out there, man.
She saw those screenshots I sent you of what she did to Devin? Like,
yeah,
she went to Devin's page and, like, poor, like, Devin, oh, she's such a sweet girl. And, like, she's a single mom, busting her ass at Bricks every fucking day, working in a kitchen full of guys. And she's running that shit right now because we don't have a chef right now.
Yeah.
And then she has to deal with some fucking bitch, like, coming after her. And did you read all the comments?
She said aggressive.
One thing, and it wasn't even anything horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how the bitch didn't go after Rachel like that, I don't know.
That's awesome.
But she just, like, went after poor Devin. I'm like...
Well, I'm going to say if she's insane and she's connected to the show, she must be a personal friend of Charlie Lord. Because
and this is all my
ex-wife's
fault.
Only knows Charlie.
This is all my ex-wife's fault. She sent me that link.
A guy I work with.
And I shared it in there.
But you know what? It made for some awesome conversation.
Yeah.
It worked out.
It was hilarious.
Like, what was the thing that happened before when I was like, Charlie, who the fuck is this dude?
Oh, that was a dude from my vintage Star Wars, one of my vintage Star Wars groups.
That, like,
he was reporting.
He reported
he
one of
reporting.
My posts on the fucking page.
It's always the people I know. I love it.
A vintage Star Wars group.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Dude.
Like 12,000 strong.
So obviously he was cool as fuck.
Make a lot of money off it.
But I mean, it was like some random post I made on the fucking page, and he just reported it.
Yeah.
Like, your page is in violation of some sort of safety or some sort of fucking...
Oh, I remember when you said that.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck is that?
What, he reported your post to you?
He reported the post like to the group.
Yeah.
Joe posted it, and we're the admins.
Like, yeah, it's mine. And I was like, Charlie, who is this guy? He's like, I'm deleting him right fucking now.
That's great.
Gone. I'll cut people out of my fucking life so fast. Family members. I don't even care anymore, dude.
What was crazy is that she blocked Charlie and Scott, but not me. And so, like, they're all like, I can't even do anything. She's not in the group. I'm like, dude, she didn't block me, though. So I'm like, kicked her out of the group. And then she goes after Devin, and I'm like, I wonder if I can still see her shit.
All right, you want to do an intro on this thing?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, everybody good? You need water? You need anything at all?
No, I'm good.
You good? Colleen, you good?
Yeah, I'm
everybody good.
Did you bring a gift for the show like they do on Rogan, like a something we can keep here forever? You
know? Oh, hell. I'll bring it next time.
He asked me if he needs to bring anything. I was like, no, shit. Man. Yeah. Absolutely not.
I did do my homework.
Oh, great.
Awesome.
I was laughing. I heard an episode of that where Mike Tyson brought him that fucking gold box of weed or whatever.
He's still using it. Dude.
I know.
Chris, you might have been mentioned on our, before you start the intro, you might have been mentioned on our first episode even. Didn't you mention him about being a Grammy?
The Emmy.
Yeah. Right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't that our first episode coming back, or one of the first early episodes?
Yeah, and I got to disagree with what you said too. He's like, you know, I know Chris, he's a pretty good guy. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and disagree with you on that.
Giving you some love, man.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Trying to be as fake as possible.
Yeah, right, Chris. Like, you're not a good guy. I've known you for fucking ever.
You gonna tell him a story about interrupting the guy talking about his dead family? You gonna tell that story?
Oh, Chris, when you came in the other day, that guy was just telling me how he found his sister dead.
Get the fuck out of here, really?
Excuse me, sir. Hold on one second. Excuse me. Good to see you.
I felt so bad. I know the guy. I was like, I know you had, like, you know, and I felt so bad because I was so excited to see you. And I was like, shit, I need to.
You're like, hold on. Yeah, your sister died. Chris!
I was like, Joey, in one second. Like,
oh, that's so bad.
I know, but that never happens. Funny. It was just so random.
Oh, my God.
He's like, excuse me, buddy. Your sister will still be dead in 5 minutes. Give me a second.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. I felt so horrible.
Awesome. Oh, man.
It was such an awkward situation.
Hey, if she's listening, if he's listening, I'm sorry, dude.
I don't know. I highly doubt it. I don't know.
Could I get to play Linda Blonde? My sister's dead.
No, it was awful because I was like, I hadn't seen him in so long, and I was like, he works at the library, his name's Joe, he always comes in and just drinks a beer and reads a book, and he's always keeping to himself. And I was like, hey, are you doing okay? He's like, oh, not really. And he told me, he's like, I, you know, my sister died last week, and, you know, told me the story, and he's like, she's supposed to show up to dinner and she didn't. I went to her house and I found her, you know, dead in her bed. And I was like,
from COVID?
No, she's 37. They're doing a toxicology report on her.
Fucking Chris rolls in.
Hey, Colleen!
But like,
what a great day to be alive.
I felt so bad because like, I'm not allowed to like hug people, but like, I just wanted to hug this guy so bad because like,
it looks like you feel bad. You're smiling about it and laughing.
Yeah. I'm laughing at the situation with Chris because it just happened like he walked in. And I hate it because I haven't seen a lot of people in a long time. So everybody, when they see me, they're saying something.
Yeah.
And he's trying to tell me this story. And I'm just kind of like, fuck.
I'm so sorry.
I was like, dude, I felt so bad. No, I bought him 2 beers. That was good.
That's the best. There you go. All right, 15 minutes into the show. Let's have
wait, that's going on the show?
Oh, yeah, that's
all
live.
Of this. Oh, yeah, that's
no.
What's you his laughing name and about address?
Fucking dead people's.
I am not.
But you can't have a headset on in your mouth and a microphone and think that
we do this recording. All the time.
Are you friends with him on Facebook? Can we like dedicate an episode to him?
No.
I'm just being a dick.
All right, let's let's go with the intro.
Hey. Charlie, you're up.
Oh. What episode is this?
52.
Episode number 52 of Adjust the Mic. To my right, the hostess with the mostest, Mrs. Scott.
Well, howdy there, everybody.
I knew there it. Is. I knew
was waiting
it.
For the fucking howdy.
Yes, that's sticking.
Fucking bad. I don't know. To my immediate left, Joe actually made it.
Yeah, finally. Well, you know, once every blue moon.
I got Colleen over yonder.
Hey.
And
he said yonder, see?
Over yonder.
Over yonder.
You're rubbing off, man.
And tonight.
Oh, that just sounded so bad.
Hey, y'all. No.
Okay, our guest tonight has directed live press conferences, science briefings, and launch broadcasts. He's created highly successful video products, graphic packages, creative campaigns, and animations. Primetime Emmy Award-winning multimedia director and Emmy-nominated video editor for NASA's KSC-TV at the Kennedy Space Center, Mr. Chris Chamberlain.
Oh my Yay! God.
This is too much.
Yeah!
Can I leave? Is it too late or am I stuck?
Dude.
We rehearsed that for like 4 hours.
Man, what are you talking about?
We took off work today to practice.
Listen, you're a primetime Emmy Award winner, bro.
No.
Your team and everybody. We got to throw a good intro in there. Hey, thanks for coming, though. Seriously.
No,
it's been like too long since I've seen you, man.
I have a really funny story I want to tell about you later.
There we go.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Me and Charlie go back, I think, even further than Colleen and I do.
Yeah, concert days, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it out right now. Let's hear the story.
All right.
Let's do it now.
All right. So, Charlie, you still listen to the heavy metal music, right?
Yeah, it depends, man. I go on this like Beatles run or like class. I don't know, man. I'm all over the place.
All right, so back in the day, let's call this, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Sound about right?
15, 16, yeah.
Back when Hatebreed was really, really popular?
Okay. Yeah.
So in that kind of band, right?
Hurricane Relief.
Yeah, yeah. So we would go to these shows and Charlie would show up. And so you're an XL, right? He would show up in about a medium. Was it Ricky Martin?
A Ricky Martin cutoff shirt.
A pink Ricky Martin cutoff shirt.
Yeah. Oh,
getting ready to
God.
Go to this fucking hardcore show.
Yeah.
And so not only was that funny, but here's this giant tattooed behemoth of a dude wearing a fucking too small pink Ricky Martin shirt. And so we get into the mosh pits. Yeah. And so you got all these hardcore kids with their Slayer shirts and their I'm going to kill you shirts. And here comes Charlie rolling up with the pink Ricky Martin shirt. And
people loved it.
They were so confused and yeah. scared at the same time. Yeah. It's like, what is this thing coming to kill yeah. me?
Hey, you know what's funny?
That's pretty awesome.
My buddy Russ used to wear a Hanson shirt.
That's great.
So we'd wear Ricky Martin and Hanson shirts and like go see metal shows. And people were just like so confused. That was a long time ago,
that
man.
That was a long time ago. Yeah.
I'd probably die now. That's a thing of the past now with all this new world, man.
Yeah, man.
COVID.
Yeah.
No more concerts like that.
I know.
Which is a good thing. Can't do that.
But anymore. I still tell that story about you occasionally.
Yeah, it was fun. Oh, young Charlie so was a hoot. Now I go to bed at 7:45 to the office. Like, I can't stay up for UFC fights anymore. Yeah. It's too late.
I just try to catch an early nap.
You texted the other night at like 10:45. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Charlie?
I was watching the NeverEnding Story. Got locked in, man.
You still pull that shit, though, Scott. You'll fucking hit the group text at like 10:30. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
I'll throw a text out at like midnight or 1. I don't care.
I know.
I'm just throwing that out there.
And I got to keep my phone on because of work and shit. So I always, like, every time I hear a fucking chime, I'm like, what is it? Scott, like,
so now that I know
so
that.
I was thinking about maybe buying new cables.
I do that all the time.
I know.
So, Chris, how many years have you been with NASA now?
So I hit 20 years this year, actually.
Jesus.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
April Fool's Day is my anniversary.
So you started when you were 14?
Yeah.
We graduated, what, 97?
98.
You were 98. You were 1 year behind. Okay.
That's awesome. So I started out there.
You were with Jared and everybody then, like Coolaberta and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I started out there as an unpaid with no promise of full-time hire intern.
Yep.
Hand coding the ksc.nasa.gov HTML yeah. stuff, like the old school before, like wow. Dreamweaver and like automated yeah. web building. And so I was like, this job is really cool and it pays a shit ton. I gotta find a way to get this permanent. Yeah. So their graphic designer was terrible at the time, sorry if you're listening, and yeah. I started redoing a lot of the graphics, and then they said, okay, we got to keep this guy. And then 20 years later,
damn,
dude, that's awesome. Like, where did you learn to use all that software?
So HTML was I just learned it because I'm a nerd and I wanted yeah. to build websites, because that was kind of the big thing back mm-hmm. in the day, you know. Yep, AOL yeah. and GeoCities.
Yeah, right?
We're going back now.
Yeah.
And I taught myself the HTML just so I could make my GeoCities.
What was your first website?
Oh, hell. It was probably for this garage death metal band that I had.
Nice.
Hell yes. Yeah.
This would have been circa like 96, right? So you had like the... I can't even remember the name, but it was just awful in Photoshop with like the fake fire. And shit.
Yeah, that's
what I'm talking about.
The dungeon background that was animated with dripping blood and stuff. I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Okay, are you ready to... okay, I'm going to embarrass myself. Mine was a Counter-Strike clan called Tombstone.
Oh, man.
So we had tombstones that you would click on with our bios. I did this at UCF or at BCC in the web thing. They gave me an A for my Counter-Strike. I did it for my strike. I did it like 2 weeks before the class even started. I just copied the code in and passed the class just on that. That's all you had to know.
Yeah.
And I did it with Dreamweaver and something else.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it was one of the early Adobe editors or whatever.
Yeah, because Dreamweaver didn't get purchased by Adobe until the aughts. So it would have been Macromedia, I think.
I think you're right. Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
I knew that too. I just
knew your first website was going to be some gangster shit.
Oh,
like
it was
that.
Gangster, you know what I mean? As fuck, because, man. Yeah. It's, you know, with the emo photos of all of us death metalers in the woods with the palmetto trees behind us, grandma's Chevy in the background. You know?
We were collecting pictures because we were going to do a better version of Mullet Hunter back in the day, because they had the mullethunter.com. We were collecting Polaroids and we were going to make a site, and we just never did.
Oh,
that was going to be our next
missed
project.
Opportunity.
Yeah, totally.
It's funny you guys bring that up. I actually had a MySpace page, but I couldn't figure out how to put stuff on my wall, so I just deleted it.
Yeah, that's the same.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
That was when it was a battle for the top 8 friends.
Like, that's right.
You weren't in the top 8, you're like, hey, motherfucker, why am I not in your top 8?
I didn't
8?
Get that far.
Or no, what about getting the demotion from number 1, right?
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Yeah. It hurt. Dude. Cuts like a knife.
I thought Tom was supposed to be number 1, right?
Yeah.
What's that song? It's the first cut is the deepest.
And then it went to...
Is that our first live music?
Like, you'd go to a page and all of a sudden you'd just be hearing whatever music want you to hear at top fucking levels.
Yeah.
So like, you'd be like clicking on shit and all of a sudden you go to a page and boom.
I'd purposely do like Job for a Cowboy or something terrible. People would just be like, what the fuck is this shit? You're you still doing the music thing?
Not really, man.
No, I know that you were doing that for a while.
Yeah, me and X did it for quite some time, and then because being in a band is cool, but it's a shit ton of work if you're trying to make it serious, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So you know, we were working basically full time jobs, and it just the band thing turned into a full on second job.
Yeah, you're gigging every weekend.
Oh yeah.
You?
Yeah, yeah, it was tough to get a weekend off. So
yeah.
We just, I remember, we had gotten married and like forced ourselves to go on a honeymoon. And it's like, we are not playing for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it was amazing because we didn't have to worry about the politics and the owners and everything else. And we got back and we had one show. It was a Friday. I had an ear infection from flying and my gear started going bad like it always did because I had shit gear.
Yeah.
And then it was the third set. I think it was probably one or two Jaeger shots too deep. And it started going bad. And I'm like, I just don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah. It's just not fun.
Finished the song at like two songs into the third set. Took my bass off and sat it down and pieced off the stage.
Wow.
You know, crowd, of, you know, this is at the Sports Edge when it was the cool place to go.
Sports Edge. Oh, yeah.
I did that in front of 200 drunken people. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, and then the anger text started like immediately afterwards. Like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, you gotta go battle that.
Yeah, that was a good time.
That's a meth bar now, I think.
Is it?
Where is that? No, where's Sports Edge?
The one on 50.
It is that. It is.
It's
that one?
Something new. All the time.
Yeah, there's a that you can get tires and meth and the sock
nothing,
puppets.
There's nothing actually in that building anymore.
No,
right?
It's a pool hall now.
What?
I think. Yeah.
They don't even have a proper sign like to tell you what the name is.
It was
calm
Chalkies.
Down. You work at fucking Playland. We know you're hoity-toity. Let the hole in the walls have some work.
Where does Colleen work? I haven't heard about that yet.
Yeah.
Listen.
Well, we don't sell tires,
but
guys.
That place had, like, every once in a while, it's like a new sign goes up, and you're like, oh, cool, it's a new place. But then that sign gets, like, a couple letters removed, and you're like.
What has it been?
No, Chalkies been, was last, right?
No, it's
Splash.
No.
Yeah. Remember when it splashed?
Yeah.
Had
Splash.
Boxing ring?
Yeah. Splash. I used to do all their t-shirts when it was Splash.
You used to do t-shirts?
Yep. I used to run cross country too. Let's get that out of the way.
Funny you mentioned.
Yeah.
Christ,
man. Yeah, it was Chalkies, but I think it's Hawkies now because the sea.
The sea's gone.
Yeah.
From the hurricane 3 years ago.
Hey, this just in. As of this afternoon, Shiloh's confirmed 2 staff members contracted coronavirus. They'll be closing immediately.
Good times.
Where at?
Shiloh's.
Wow. Here it comes, yep. Colleen. You ready?
Here comes again. Another 50, round.
50, 55 Publix on 50 in Garden.
5,500 cases. 5,500 cases today.
Yeah, 100
today.
Something in Brevard County just today.
We all now, I think, all know people close enough to us that have actually contracted this imaginary disease that everybody was thinking was fake.
Hey, check it out. Two weeks ago, Florida's one-day record for confirmed cases was 1,600. Today, it's 5,500
mm-hmm. and change.
It's crazy.
But you know what, man? Last week, my daughter had an ear infection. Swimmer's ear. I take her to the doctor, pediatrician. That's been in the community for over 30 years. Man, it was my brother's pediatrician, and she gets anxiety about that stuff. Like she won't even go. She's 11 and won't go to Target. Like that's a girl, 11-year-old girl that won't go to Target.
Yeah,
it's a problem. Like that's her jam. So I just brought it up to him. Hey, man, could you maybe talk to her? He's like, oh, everything's fine. We're all gonna get it. Everything's gonna be fine. You're fine. We're all getting it. Everybody's going to get it and everything's going to be okay.
He's just being honest.
And he was very, and it made her feel like we walked out. She's like, Daddy, can we go get a chai tea? Like she wanted to go to Target.
Yeah.
So that helped her a little
bit.
My
doctor said the same exact thing to me.
But it's like, that's the third healthcare professional that has told me it's going to happen regardless.
Yeah. Cause you can try really, really hard, but it just takes coming into contact with the one person who didn't.
Yeah.
Yep.
To screw it all up. And like, that's like at work, we really do try very hard to, like, we try to sanitize things, but, like, people will get up from the bar, and then other people will immediately sit there. I'm like, no, I got to wipe it down. They're like, oh, no, it's fine. I'm like, no, it's not fine.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I need to wipe this down and sanitize it. Like, you don't understand. Like, we need to make sure that we're doing everything right, you know? And that's okay. We haven't, been that busy anyways, so... Like, we haven't had anybody, like, you know, we can't serve you because we're at capacity.
It's
like,
such a tough situation, man.
I think everybody's just tired of it, man.
There's so many... strings, you know, that are attached to this.
Yeah.
And you have the people that are worried about it, the people that don't believe in it, the people that are scared of it, the people that think that it's government something, the people that think it's this, the people that think it's this.
Everybody's
just everywhere, and everybody's online talking about it.
Yeah.
In person, everybody's fine, everybody's living their lives, everybody's going to work, everything's fine. If the internet could just shut off for a few days, everybody'd be like, oh,
Fuck that.
All right.
I'm going to Sam's Club and buying fucking $300 worth of toilet paper tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
You know, I mean,
I'm fucking terrified.
Well, there was that fucking thing I posted a while back, just made me fucking laugh, where it was like, you know, the WHO and the CDC are all telling us that we should stay in and wear masks and be safe, but this kid I went to seventh grade and barely passed fucking algebra, so it's all bullshit. It's like everybody's fucking crazy. The people who have these fucking opinions that are based on nothing.
Well, they're based on YouTube
what they
videos.
Want.
Right.
Yeah.
It's based on what they want.
Exactly. Whatever makes them
their
feel
narrative.
Better.
Yep.
Yeah, I got sneeze shamed at Publix the other day.
That's damn.
Awesome. Oh, that's I just, right. you know, yeah, I did the vampire famous. Cover up, and she just, you can't, don't, why? Did you really just sneeze in public? And I just looked at her, I was like, COVID, and walked away.
It's so crazy.
I was like, what do you do? I don't know. Like, you're that mad about me sneezing. And, like, I covered up perfectly, and she was
could have done, like,
angry.
A Tyler Durden headbutt or something.
No, I just looked at her and said, COVID, and walked away. I don't know what to do.
Fucking 28 days later.
I don't know what I would have done if somebody would have said something
but
like that.
But you can't
like,
argue, like, just her coming at me like that, knowing I can't have an intelligent conversation with her. So yeah. I just said COVID. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, it's really remarkable how the people are, you know, they're like, but my freedoms, you can't force me to wear a mask, but what about no shirt, no shoes, no service,
I don't
right?
know, man.
It's kind of the same thing. It's like, we're not trying to infringe your personal rights. We're just trying to help everybody else. It's what's so hard about that?
Some people pick certain hills to die on, man.
I know,
just because of the, like Scott said, the narrative, man, they just, it's...
Dude, it seems like these days, though, it's like people are picking every fucking hill to die on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you're not picking and choosing.
One isn't enough.
It's like we're just going to go full bore on everything, right?
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
The internet, bro. It has brought so much news and attention and freaking data to everybody, educated and uneducated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's the data. How are you going to interpret it?
Right.
Like, you know, you're in sixth grade and a teacher talks to a class and says, okay, how did you, what do you think happened? And you get like a fucking 16 different answers, you know, in different perspectives. And that's happening in a mass scale all across the fucking planet right now.
Yeah.
And so people think that they're doing the, like, they think they're doing the right thing by the Antifa shit. They think they're doing the right thing and going, and it's fucking crazy, bro. Right, it's like a madhouse on all ends. Like, it's just this whole big bottle of fucking bullshit.
It's crazy.
It's picking.
And we're all
everybody picks sides.
And we're all a part of it.
Get it.
Yeah.
You know, and the worst part about it, too, is I don't want to go all like tinfoil hat conspiracy theory shit, but, you know,
you can, though, because I'm down. Like, it'll help our show. I'll hashtag extra shit in there.
No.
We'll get the flat earthers involved, bro. We'll go there, man.
Joe's a flat earther.
I'm with you on this.
It's flat. I can't see a curvature.
Whenever that bubble goes up that they have, the balloon that's going to go up, you know, it's $100,000 per person or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
When that shit goes down, we need to put some flat earthers in there. Let's get this shit over with, bro.
I like the flat earthers who try to empirically test their theory and find that the earth is round.
Yeah.
By using science, right?
Yeah.
No, but I think the thing about information these days is it's been weaponized, right? It's you've got foreign countries that are coming in and they know that if they phrase
using
it
our
right
platforms against us.
Right, exactly. So that's about all as far as I'm going to go down that rabbit hole.
100%.
You got to be careful what you're reading, man. I mean, not everything is what you know, how it presents itself.
Yeah.
And Twitter, like, okay.
Twitter's bad. I'm not even on Twitter.
Okay. My buddy, you know, Jared Culiberta, we went to high school together. He was on this podcast when we did our first like 60 episodes. And he's one of my favorite Twitter people.
Yeah.
He's been banned recently. He tried to use his mom's phone number, but somehow it banned her. He tried to then get a Google voice number, and it somehow found out through an email address that he used to have.
That's
and
great.
It banned him there. So he can't get on Twitter. And this is what he does. Anything that anybody he disagrees with, he just fucking hates on them. You are a garbage piece of shit human, and your policies are garbage like you are, like your family probably is. Like, he goes for the jugular.
Yeah.
And nobody likes his comments, not even bots. Like, nobody, like, he's above bots.
That's crazy.
And now they'll never let him on Twitter ever again.
Why does he do that?
But Twitter is full of that shit, though. Bots and bots and bots.
Yeah.
It's bullshit, man. And you have to weed through that and understand what you're doing. There's people from other countries that are just like, their thing to them, they're trolling. It's to them, it's fun. It's not even for a serious purpose.
Yeah.
Other than to go, haha, you guys aren't perfect either. You guys are fucked over there. Just like what we were doing when Venezuela's going through their shit or Egypt's going through their shit. We're all over. in America, we don't let that shit fucking happen. You know, that's what we do, you know?
Yeah.
They're just giving it back.
I think on the whole, most Americans, the social and political IQ is pretty fucking low.
It's sad, like, yeah.
It shows like the biggest media outlets are fucking Fox and CNN. And hey, you know, it's
look how they expose racism. Like the racism is such a big thing that's all over TV and the news, and it's there and it's real. But in our regular everyday lives, I mean,
I don't see it.
Then there's the conspiracy theory, right?
We have such a great, like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, what do you think? Obviously, the Black Lives Matter movement's going on. We all know what's happening with that. We all have our preferences on what's going on. But
yeah,
racism has been around forever.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's the main story on top of this COVID thing going on below it. Because it seems like when the Black Lives Matter movement started, everything COVID kind of just fell by the wayside, right? Yeah. It didn't become as
upfront. Oh, it's coming back now, though.
But because of that, I'm wondering if that's why a lot of people got lax. Oh, it's not being talked about as much. It must not be a big deal. Oh, I was right. It was all bullshit. And now all of a sudden, you know, 5,500 cases in one day. I mean, we're talking about, what, 15,000 in a week or something?
We're opening back up, and people aren't respecting it because there's so much misinformation out there.
Right, exactly. No one
knows you had Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. You had the protest. You had the launches.
Demo too.
All the people that came in town for that.
Yep, the protest.
Yeah.
You know?
So,
I mean, you saw those pictures of the fucking Max Brewer Bridge during the fucking launches. Jesus. Yeah.
I know, that's crazy.
Dude, I walked down to the end of Main Street.
Everybody.
I walked to the end of Main Street and saw what was... there was no social distancing, like, at all. Like, we stood back, and I just was, like, looking, and people were on top of cars and everything. It was awesome because everyone's chanting USA, and it was really cool.
Yeah, and this narrative is being driven by, you know, our news that we watch that is actually classified as entertainment.
I watch cat videos.
That is actually... Yeah, that is... That, but, and millions watch this shit, and then they argue about it.
Right.
And it's entertainment. It's classified as entertainment, and it's owned by a private entity that says, this is the narrative that I want you to do to entertain these people. And that's what we do. And then we create all of our policies, and everything in real life follows their fucking narratives.
Yeah, it's scary.
And like, people are getting what is the woke or whatever. Everybody's getting understands. Like, I can't say it.
You sounded so much like a dad on that.
I know, dude.
You know, the woke stuff.
Yeah, woke as fuck.
Friggin' woke.
You know, your dad over here.
Howdy, guys.
Yeah.
Howdy, guys. How woke are
you? I'm a woke parent.
I'm a woke daddy.
My favorite still the guys that, you know, you begged for weeks, months even. Let me ask, go get a beer, man. You want to hang out and get a beer? Nah, fuck that. I'm busy. I got shit to do. As soon as the fucking place is closed, like, I can't believe I can't go to fucking Patrick and get a fucking beer.
It's like, I've been asking you for a fucking beer.
So yeah, you could have gone for 6 months. You're just pissed off now because you say you're not supposed to.
Or it's even like the people, you know, with the reopen the country protesters, right? Basically, your average middle American white dude.
Yeah.
He's got a sign that says, I just want a haircut. Yeah. It's like, what are we doing, man? Yeah. Go get some clippers and take care of it yourself.
Like, I love that shit, man.
We're a soft, on the whole, it's been so, like, we're a soft society. We had, you know, we had 9/11.
Right.
But on the whole, man, it's soft.
We are very unprepared for shit like that.
Yeah, man. Shit gets real, man. It goes to show
what happens when you don't fucking care about your education, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, of your society.
Yeah.
Like, that's the biggest wake-up call that I hope everybody gets to this, is we need to fucking educate ourselves because we don't know what the fuck we're doing here.
Well, no,
and we need to stop acting like we're better than everybody else in these other countries.
Because they're
fucking... come on, man. We all have our fuck up, you know, all of our issues.
I gotta tell you, man, it just goes to show that if there was a real zombie apocalypse here in the United States, we'd all be fucked. We wouldn't last longer than a week.
Just the ones that are somewhat prepared will be fine.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Because there's gonna be so many that are just it's a
we're
wrap.
Gonna have guys with like Ultimate Warrior fucking, you know, shit on, driving Mad Max style.
Yeah, that's Mad Max.
Within a month you're gonna get down fucking,
dude, a month. It'll be like that after fucking noon. It'll be immediately. There'll be people with fucking ARs and shit in the back of trucks just driving down fucking US-1
as
fast as
they
could.
All these knuckleheads.
This is my community.
Yeah.
They're cosplaying as, like, you know, like elite soldiers and shit, right?
Exactly.
Like, you know, but exercising their Second Amendment rights, which I agree with, don't get me wrong.
I'm a big fan.
No reason to be carrying an AR-15 in the middle of a protest, right?
No.
I mean, I get it. I get what you're trying to do, but you're taking it a little too far. But those are the guys that are going to be fine because they're all armed to the teeth anyways.
You see that on both sides now. You see Antifa doing it in Washington State.
Oh, yeah.
So it's one of those things.
That's one of the biggest things.
You guys agree on that?
That's really one of the biggest things that keeps our society safe, is that everybody has a fucking gun.
Yeah.
Some people have thousands of them.
Yeah.
And nobody knows who and where and how they are.
Right.
Especially Florida,
that unknown keeps our population safe even from our government.
Right.
You know the, I mean? The reality, though, I believe, honestly, is most of those people don't have any real formal training on what to do with those weapons.
Oh, yeah.
They would just be shooting one another all fucking over the place.
Get off my property.
They'd be shooting out through the front door. I thought it was a zombie. It's like some dude taking out his fucking garbage.
Dave's not here.
Yeah. Listen, man. My neighbor, he's in his 70s, and he thinks George Soros created the coronavirus. But he didn't even know how to decock a Glock. but he has one, and he's like, I'll use it if I have to. I'm like, well,
use it for what?
I was like, dude, you're fucking your fingers on the trigger. Give me the gun. Give me the fucking had to fucking decock it and take the fucking magazine out. I'm just like, God, Jesus Christ. I said, I'm gonna set this on my car and go inside, buddy. And
I'm gonna leave this right here. Count
just
30.
I'm just
take
gonna
it.
Go in my house and just aim the muzzle away from my fucking home, please. But you know, you're dealing with a lot of people like that too, man. Yeah. So I'm not a gun nut. I have a lot of friends that are. I do have personal home security, but I'm not a freak about it like some of my boys. Right,
exactly. Yeah.
But I am proficient with it if I need to be. Not as much as I should.
You don't have like guns hidden in every fucking room of the house.
Nah, I got kids, man. Yeah, exactly. All my guns are in safes and good to go and ready to go.
You didn't drop like $4,000 and get one of those special headboards. You push a button and it comes ejecting out of here.
No, man.
Just catch it.
I know
I'm not John
people.
Wick, bro.
Oh, I do too.
I'm not fucking John
people.
Wick.
Yeah. I love that I know those people, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, some of those people are my good friends, man.
Man, when they take you out shooting, oh, man, yeah. Some of that shit's fun.
It is fun. And I'm the same way, Charlie. You know, it's like, you know, I respect the Second Amendment and I am also a gun owner, but, you know, it's the people who base their entire identity around it, right? Yeah. That's the problem.
Where it's or like, have Glock stickers on the back of their vehicle.
Just so
I know there's a gun in your fucking
it.
Truck. I'm going to rob you. I'm going to when you're not in the truck. I'm going to take the Glock out of your vehicle.
Now, can I get a correction on that? So, on the back of my truck, I've got guns and coffee. But it's the Starbucks logo with the guns and coffee. Does that mean I have a gun in my car too? Should I take that off? Am I making myself?
I would say yes.
I wouldn't have it. I don't know, man. I'm one of those people when I see law enforcement in their personal vehicles with the blue line, get it off your fucking vehicle.
I'm one
of those people at that law enforcement live in a house and put their blue light in front of their house.
Yeah.
Get it off your fucking house.
Yeah.
Be inconspicuous, not because of what's happening in the country today, but just you don't need to promote that.
Right.
Yeah.
Just agreed.
You're creating a map for somebody.
Yeah. And your ego's fucking wants you to do it, and just you're gonna have to don't do that.
Yeah.
Shit.
Right.
Well, that's how I am. But some people.
And there goes to a level. I mean, does that? I mean, I agree. I'm not arguing even at all. I'm just being a little.
There's
bit
no argument.
No, there isn't. No, I agree. But like, what if people like their flag out front, like that they want,
okay.
Like their pride? Like, I'm a proud gun owner, so I put a gun on.
Then good for them.
I'm a magic fan, so I put a magic thing.
Don't tread on
where's
me.
The line?
Any of that?
I'm just saying. where's the line go with all those things? I'm asking.
Me personally, I don't do it.
Yeah,
I don't bring any attention myself.
Yeah.
I'm good, man.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I have great friends and people I love in my that do it.
Yeah.
And that's good for them.
I mean, look, Charlie drives a fucking Chrysler 200. He's not trying to get fucking attention.
No. What did your son say about it?
No.
We pulled up here today and Evan's like, "You know what I like about Uncle Charlie's car?" He's like, "He's got an adjust the mic sticker and it's a lady's car."
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I'm good with that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm good with that.
I need to get one of those stickers, by the way.
Hey, there's a handful of them. Yeah. Grab a stack of them.
I still need to put one on my car. I got a new car yesterday, so I got one on there.
You know what's good?
Yeah.
Is Kathy has one on her vehicle, so that's good.
Nice.
Yeah. At least she's down for the fucking movement.
Throw one on a rocket or something.
Yeah, I was like, here's the deal. Yeah, you got to
put
one
on a fucking satellite, bro.
I want to see that motherfucker on Mars.
That'd be
so funny. If that was possible, you know
what? No, just when you do the live feed, have it in the background. Who is this?
Yeah, exactly. What about like a shirt? Because I could wear that underneath a shirt and tie one day. And
yes. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Superman.
Oh, I got a question for you. Yes. What's your relationship with the countdown clock? Didn't you do something with that?
Yeah, so the old countdown clock used to have a bunch of light bulbs that were like specially made for the countdown clock, and they were ridiculously fucking expensive to replace. And every time lightning hit within like a 5-mile radius, one of them would go. So they said, all right, it's time for that one to get moved into a museum because that's been there since the Apollo program. And we want to put something that's a little more easily updatable. So they basically, me and the engineer put together Ron Gonzer. It's his name. I got a funny story about him too. But we basically made it a jumbotron that just accepts a video signal. And then I can design the graphic about, you know, what the mission is. I put NASA TV on one side and the countdown in the bottom on the other side. Jesus. And it gives us the flexibility to put whatever we want to. Like for demo 2,
the art director wanted us to go full with the numbers, right? He wanted to take over the whole thing. So that was a look we did for that one. But, you know, that's the level of flexibility we have now.
It's like fucking Staples Center.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it is like Staples Center.
Yeah.
So that's one of my jobs for when I'm doing all the artwork for the broadcast is to make the countdown clock and how that looks.
You know, it's pretty fucking badass, funny, man. It's like you're doing something like that that's fucking, you know, obviously very important to the process and things out there. And I'm probably like sitting in line at Arby's mad as fuck. There's like four people ahead of me. And I got to wait for my beef and cheddars or some shit.
I love the picture you put of the alligator out there. It's so Florida.
Oh, that guy crawled right through our set. And one of our camera guys was out there trying to get everything calibrated for the show. He's like, dude, on heads. He's like, fucking alligator running through the set. I'm like, you're on a camera. Put it on the program. Yeah, so he went over, zoomed it in, and we got it. And
that's awesome.
His name was Corey. Awesome. So whenever a photographer photographs an alligator, you get naming right. So he named the alligator Corey.
Corey.
That's awesome.
Like that's the best you can come up with, Corey? Yeah.
I feel like Corey's like a middle class alligator. Yeah.
It's like a Haim or a Feldman.
Yeah.
Probably got a drug problem.
Yeah.
Maybe he's molested by Michael Jackson.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
He's more of like a Bernie guy.
Yeah.
Bernie.
That's a fucking problem.
Yeah, no.
Probably like Mr. Rogers, too.
Oh, here we go.
There we go. Let's do some Mr. Rogers fucking shit going
on
here.
I'll be good. I'll be good.
Hey, as long as we can pivot off of politics, that'd be great.
Yeah. I'm down with
that. We get enough of that bullshit.
We hardly do that at all, really, too. So it's surprising that we
I'm smart enough to know that I don't know anything about it, and I just stay the fuck out of it.
Can we go back to talking about Karen? Because that was a lot of fun.
Karen was a lot of fun.
I mean, we don't have to, seriously. But
that was an angry human being, man.
Yeah.
And that is your fault because you were the one who
she came in
friend.
Through me.
Yeah.
Yep.
It always is, dude. If there's a fucking back way into this fucking group, Charlie's got it.
Yep. Sorry, guys.
Horrible.
I say we take a break, and then I say the second half of the show, I would love to, like, we could talk maybe a little bit more about what you do. And then I got some 80s trivia.
Oh, boy.
That I was going to throw out there.
Okay, I can do that.
And then we got some space trivia.
Okay.
Oh, you should. Did you hear the space trivia last week?
I didn't.
Charlie got all of them right.
Okay.
Charlie, like, kicked some ass last week.
He's an amazing space
trivia. On the first graders trivia.
Her husband, Brant, he was like, man, I know my space trivia. And he, dude, there were some real hard ones that he almost got, like, right on. Like, he was right there.
Yeah. But he didn't, and Charlie won.
But we had a lot of fun with that, so I kind of thought we'd do it again.
I'm down.
I got some new and different shit over here that I think might be fun.
All right, let's do it.
All right, man. Cool. Break time.
All right. Hey, that didn't sound too much like satisfaction.
Yeah, what's the matter, do you think?
I don't know. It says B flat. I'm just playing what it says.
Play me an A.
This is bad.
Yeah, we sound like shit.
I knew this band idea was gonna suck.
What does suck mean?
We bleed green! We bleed green! We bleed green! We bleed green!
However, they withdrew into their music. And rituals.
Let's start by deceiving the non-believing, by retrieving data, splatter, 1,000 into one splatter. Satellites be like linguistic anthropology. We study the roots of men to fill the boots of a man. With no apology, astrology, acknowledge me before you was a galaxy. Now you think you're straight just like my Vatican.
And if you got no onslaught, we give you God, now be God. Detoxic, telepathic, slip knot. With drip drops of rain, lakes with green stains. Watch the stream from your domain to your brain.
Dismembered alliance, remembering defiance, coagulating green with no compliance. Reliance on the baboons, not reluctant to strike soon, thrusting to burst out of cocoons.
Putting emphasis on metamorphosis.
We get the specialists, that's how we hold
this. Twist to risk, we'll inflict to reminisce on long and ritualistic trips we took for fixed bliss.
Hits!
Mother Earth from birth, buds from mud, make your cups turn it over and blow with green blood.
We bleed green! We bleed green!
Welcome to the Sun Kitchen, and this is the popular food
all with y'all, cause Babylon must fall. Installing codes in the kit, go kick me more wicked. Fire master water, they can sink their fucking ship to when I rips him from the train of thought. The grips and brains they bought, it call like kids with false royalty. The loyalty is right now about the sister. Follow me just like Mister, we're still playing Twister. But I should be so happy to be there, Mister Man Demented. Yeah, see how wet my biscuit, and if you're surprised I get no rise out my biscuit. We know not the red blood in the molesting, instinctual dissecting the infant from the nesting. The first thing I saw off the park on my grave was they chasing two humans in a fist fight. And I wrote this song about that animals and then I wrote this song about the animals and no sight. These fights are infallible, homie, and with Harley Taker, complete softly to delete your heartbeat in a heartbeat. Heaven is a baby in a car, see you lost me. The more they bleed green, the harder for them there to off me. The lofty, wet, red, white, white, blue, blue.
Oh man, Ron Jeremy.
Oh yeah.
What hear about that?
I don't know.
Oh dude, he's been charged with fucking
three rapes, right?
Inserting objects into women. Yeah. And fucking it. Oh yeah. Dude.
Got it. Well, I mean,
and who would have thought that with Ron Jeremy, he being such a good guy, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure it's all on video.
The old hedgehog, man.
The old fucking clown prince of porn.
Fucking
yeah, Ron, his the arrest report's actually online where you can read in gory detail about what he did.
He was charged with four counts of sexual assault, man.
It's up to four. It was three this morning.
Yeah.
Ron Jeremy.
Today this happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, the rape of three women following the announcement of charges, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I'm so like about that Chris D'Elia thing. Still so fucked up. I'm so glad everyone else is online.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's about that show. You, it's exactly the same character.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Don't know it.
Hollywood.
He played a pedophile on Workaholics, too.
It's great that everybody holds all these celebrities up to high standards, too, man. It's fucking really good, man. That's... Oh, fuck celebrities.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Can you get this right? What happened?
Yeah, it's crazy. Ron Jeremy, who's been in the pornographic industry for 50 fucking years, is a rapist.
Shocking.
He's, yeah.
Like, we already know he's one of the horniest men on the planet, right?
Yeah, the hedgehog.
Like... He's had a roller coaster life.
No, not really.
Do like, you know about his life?
I know.
When I was a kid, I found a porn that was, I think, either in my stepdad's.
It's going to go south.
Or my dad's. And yeah.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
And Ron Jeremy was one of them I remember seeing one time. And then he, like later on in life, you know, you hear of Ron Jeremy. Everybody knows Ron Jeremy, who
of course.
The old big dick porn star, right? Then he's on that show with Flavor Flav.
Yes, where they all live together with all the different washed out celebrities. Called? Oh, what's I don't know. I watched those on VH1. For
then
sure
he's with Sylvester Stallone's ex-wife.
Yeah, Brigitte Nielsen.
Who was?
Brigitte Nielsen.
Ron Jeremy?
I thought Flavor Flav was with her.
Yeah, Flavor Flav was.
Flavor Flav was with her on that show.
No.
But they were hanging out with Ron Jeremy and all that shit, right?
He was in one of the Toxic Avengers.
They were all part of this little rehab. Toxic
Avengers 38.
Ex-celebrities
believe
that
me,
are trying to get
even
healthy.
The guy from Austin Powers was in it. Troy, or what was that?
Troyer.
Oh, the
name of the show is Surreal Life.
Yes.
Oh, there it is.
Loved it.
So wasn't the drummer from Guns N' Roses the original guy? He was on that show too, right?
He was on that
Steven
too.
Steven Stroke Adler.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, man. He looked terrible.
Yeah, he did.
God. There was some hardcore, like that. I watched all that shit, man. That stuff was interesting.
Wasn't Bam Margera on that? Is he alive?
He is not doing well.
No. I heard he's back to good now.
Dude, it was really bad for a long time after
Ryan Dunn died.
Yeah.
There was another guy that he was fucked up on here, went through the whole CKY.
Novak.
And Brandon,
Chris Novak.
Brandon, or no, is it Chris
Not
Novak?
Chris, somebody Novak.
Brandon Novak.
Yeah, Brandon Novak.
And he recovered. Now he kind of runs his own recovery center. He's doing really
Who,
well.
Who, Bam?
No,
the Novak.
Brandon
okay.
Novak.
Okay.
But Bam, they just had a photo on Instagram, because I follow Novak on Instagram, that he's doing well again and is in recovery and is doing
nice,
really well.
Man.
And
yeah, good. Hope he figures it out.
Dude, because he's like that shit, like when you watch that old shit,
Like the Jackass movies are
fucking great,
amazing.
It's funny, man.
I still think,
but you also know that they can't be doing that shit if they weren't fucked up.
But they were fucked up through that whole
time. That's what I'm saying. They grew up being fucked up the whole time, and now they have to be adults, and they like have to stop that shit.
I don't think Johnny Knoxville was big into drugs.
No, he wasn't.
He was married to them through MTV.
He was just out of his fucking mind.
He wasn't a part of them. Yeah.
Speaking of rehab, what about James Hetfield falling off the wagon after like 20 fucking years?
Yeah.
And you could see it too. Like when he started that tour, he looked like he normally did, and by the end of it,
he just fell off.
He looked horrible.
Artie Lang.
Artie Lang don't have a nose.
No.
And it's like it's kind of there. Like they're, I guess they're going to have plastic surgery on it.
You see but he's doing good now, too, right?
Great.
Is he doing good?
That's a lot.
Get back to this Ron Jeremy thing.
No, Google Artie Lang's nose.
I am right now.
Because last time I saw it, it was giant like a clown nose.
It's smushed in and gone. It's pretty cool.
Snorted glass.
He talks about it. He's back to doing fucking stand-up and shit. He talks about it.
He has a podcast now.
Good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I was listening to Stern when all that shit went down, like when he was like falling out on air and they had a fire.
Holy
and all that.
Crap! What?
Yeah.
What happened? Bad, man. What happened?
I saw him in Tampa once.
He went to do a line of coke off a glass table, and the glass table was broke, so he snorted a bunch of shards of glass. He talked about it on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Serious?
Yeah. We're talking about Artie right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing that one.
Yeah.
I did not know anything about this.
But you know what's crazy about that is it for a human to go through all that, and he's been sober for 3 years or
something like that. Yeah.
Able to come out of that, if Artie Lang can do it,
anybody can,
man. So
he tried to kill himself too by stabbing himself in the stomach, right?
Yep. Yeah, he's done as much or more than Farley and Kennison and all these very famous funny people.
Yeah.
He's been right there with them partying.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Some of his drunk rants are some of the funniest shit you will ever
Artie's
see
fucking
on
hilarious.
TV.
Yeah, he is.
He is so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he was
but
on,
it's
he was
sad,
great.
Man. I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's really sad when
he's
got to
see
that
all the time.
Yeah.
Man, such is life.
Well, now that we're all in this great fucking conversation, you want to do some trivia?
Let's do some trivia.
We got a Declan story, though, real quick. Right?
Oh, no. Well, I wanted to ask you guys anyways. So I get a text from his therapist at school today saying that she thought Declan lost a tooth. And she's like, I don't know where it is. I think he might have lost on the playground. And she took a picture. And it didn't look like one of the teeth was missing, but I was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, crap, like, is he supposed to lose teeth at 6? Like, I'm looking it up and I'm making sure, like, which tooth is supposed to fall out first? Yeah. Did he get hit in the face by a kid on the plate? So the tooth, it's loose and it's to the side now. So it's going to come out. Cause like when he got home today,
I rip it out.
Like,
give him an apple.
I don't know, man.
Right.
So
a bottle rocket.
But I was thinking,
show him videos of other kids getting their teeth pulled out on YouTube first.
No, I tried to explain to him, me and his therapist today, before I came over here, we were trying to explain to him about losing teeth and stuff. And we have to find some videos for him to watch. He's more visual. Like if he sees it, he'll remember.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, I was like, well, what do I do about the tooth fairy thing? Because my mom used to put money under the pillow. My kids won't sleep with pillows and my kids will just like destroy it, eat the money. Like they don't care about that concept.
Right. Fair enough.
Like,
will they freak out about the fact that there's an imaginary fluttering
I don't even know if they would.
What about something besides money?
Right. What are they into?
I'm thinking she said like if I made like a little box and then we just left that on the counter and say, you know, put your teeth in here and then in the morning when he gets up, it will be something that
make
you know,
it your own.
And put a thing of Biscoff cookie butter crunchy in there.
That's what you put the tooth in.
I don't even know what he would want.
Yeah, look, this is Stella when she lost both of her front teeth, and this was only a couple months ago.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And she's 6 now?
She's 6.
Oh my god.
Christmas Day. She turned 6.
How much money for two teeth?
So she got. So it's been on a descending scale. Her first tooth was $20.
$20. Yeah.
$20.
Yeah,
that's what I did. Oh, man, good man.
So now we're up to I think it's like $5 for like a front tooth, and then like she hasn't lost any molars yet. But when she loses a molar, that's going to be probably $20, right?
I like that. I like that.
Yeah, I did the same thing. Started with a 20.
Yeah.
Really?
Down to
I've
a 5.
I've never heard that. Yeah. I just always got a dollar.
Yeah, I don't even know if I want.
I got in trouble because. Like their mom
now it's down
give
to
them like $5 and I would throw a 20 out because I wouldn't have change or something in the morning of it's like I'm going to wait to go crap 20,
gotta hit
20 here 20 and the kid's like I got $20 to their mom and their mom's like what the hell are you doing I'm like well, that Palm Bay fucking fairy needs
not
to step up our game because in Titusville this fairy fucking paid
now
up
now that Ava's 11 she lost a molar she got like a blow pop and didn't have to unload the dishwasher
that's
a wrap
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's so scary, though, because it just is like a realization that he's getting older and life is just really flying. you spend so much time, because with the three kids, it's like, I'm just trying to survive every day. You know, and I know people are like, oh, take it all in, take it all in. I'm like,
yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, take it
one,
all.
1 minute he's a baby, the next minute he's eating the money from the tooth fairy.
I mean, I don't know what he's going to do. Nah, like, I was worried today when she said she couldn't find the tooth. I'm like, did he swallow it? Yeah. Like,
that'll happen too, don't worry.
Yeah. No, Charlie said it pretty perfectly on break. It's, you know, it goes by so fast. And when people tell you that, you're like, okay, asshole, you know, yeah. I get it. But once you're living it, it's like, holy shit, they were all right this entire time.
Yeah, you hear it from everybody. You're like, shut up.
Yeah.
It's true.
It is so true.
It's sad. I couldn't imagine being a kid growing up in this shit show.
Oh, my God.
Well, see, that maybe that's a good thing about my kids. Like, with their autism, they really are in their own little world.
In their age, too.
Yeah, they're just like, they just want to play with trains.
Yep.
Or eat lemons and limes whole.
All right, sounds amazing. Let's play some trivia.
No. All right.
All right.
80s trivia. Let's start with that.
Let's do 80s trivia.
We down?
Yeah.
Who was Mallory Keaton's fiance?
Nick.
Growing Pains?
Nick.
Not supposed to know his last name?
Nick Moore.
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't know his last name.
Was that Growing Pains?
Which one of the A-team was a pilot?
What?
Which one of the 18
face.
Was a pilot?
Yeah, wasn't it the blonde fella?
Howling Mad Murdoch?
I don't know any of this.
Oh, yeah, Murdoch?
What is the name of the cat in the Smurfs?
Gargamel. No, Gargamel's a guy. Azrael.
Okay. Boom, there you go. What's the connection between Benson and Growing Pains?
Oh, man. Wasn't a butler.
I got nothing on this one.
Benson Growing Pains.
I never watched that show.
Doctor.
Missy Gold was the daughter, and Benson and her sister was Tracy Gold.
Carol
and Growing Pains.
Yeah, I never would have got
that. That was stupid.
That was a dumb one. I shouldn't have asked that one. Hey, hate on the ones that are bad.
But somebody's out there yelling that.
Yeah,
I know. Like, oh, you didn't know that.
Yeah.
One of our two listeners is like, I fucking knew that one.
Who is the leader of the good Transformers?
Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
What was the name of the dog in Fraggle Rock?
Sprocket.
There you go.
Big Shaggy.
Jeez.
Yeah, good call.
Get it.
What was the name of Punky Brewster's dog?
Hold on.
I used to watch that show too, but I don't know all that. I had
a crush on her, Soleil Moon Fry. Oh.
What?
What a weird name. That is her name. That's her name.
Yeah, it's her real name.
That's her name.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Fucking
really is.
Slow Moon Fry.
You know they're rebooting that?
Slow Moon Fry.
Are they really?
Mm-hmm.
Some things just don't need to be
like that's on a menu.
What was the name of the dog? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Alf?
Brandon. Should have remembered that. It's so original.
Brandon Novak.
I'm gonna know nothing.
What's Angela's son's name and who's the boss?
Jonathan,
yeah. There you go.
Angela Jonathan.
I didn't watch enough 80s TV.
Tony
just
Danza,
movies.
Man.
It's like the third episode in a row we've done the Angela impression. The Tony Danza impression.
What was Michael Jackson's advertising when he was nearly killed?
Pepsi.
Fire in his hair.
Colleen, you're just
what was Alf's
home.
Girlfriend from Melmac's name?
Ooh.
Sharon.
Karen. Brandon.
I wish it was Karen.
Right.
That would have been amazing.
Kimberly.
Rhonda.
Oh. Rhonda, that's an 80s name.
Yeah, that's an 80s name.
Yeah, help me, Rhonda.
Yeah, it is.
What was the name of Arnold's fish on Different Strokes?
Jesus.
Spot.
Never seen it.
Fluffy.
Abraham. Yes. Anybody remember that?
No.
I don't even remember he had a fish.
I don't either.
No. That was bad.
Did you just Google most obscure 80s trivia ever?
I know.
Oh, isn't it the best? Like, dude, it's fucking, there's just random bullshit.
It's like last week with a damn space trivia that was 12 pages long.
You notice had like three of
front
them that
and
were
back.
Easy for Charlie.
The old lady to the left in the Where's the Beef commercial. What was her neighbor's name?
Hey, who was the bully who terrorized Arnold on Different Strokes?
Who even saw Different Strokes?
I don't.
Booger.
I used to watch Different Strokes. His name was The Gooch.
Dude, that's awesome.
The Gooch.
Like, that was a character on
Same
a TV show.
Same stuff for
The Gooch.
God, so he had that. Boner on the other one. So.
Yeah, Boner, yeah.
What was Roscoe's dog's name on Dukes of Hazzard?
I don't know. I never
watched Cletus.
Flash.
Oh, Flash. Okay.
Dukes of Hazzard was 70s, wasn't it?
Way to bring that up right now with everything going on.
That's why I brought it up.
Way to make it political again.
Generally. I forgot the flag on the thing with the thing. Well, I'm from up north. Fuck that flag.
And the pull handle, that's a noose.
We won the war. I go wherever I want.
What was the name of the Duke's Hazzard car? The General Lee.
It's racist. You're racist.
Uh,
Good times.
Like, I'm trying to kind of scroll through here and see if there's anything good.
Do you think you could have done that when you printed it?
We haven't hit it yet.
I thought they were kind of good.
Yeah. Okay. Dead air.
Get
good.
To the space trivia then.
Hold on.
I retired from that. I'm not doing it this week.
You're not doing it because we have an expert right next to us.
I'm far from an expert.
It's what famous actor had the line "Nanu Nanu"?
Mork.
That's Mork.
Robin Williams. Mork.
Whatever, dude.
She flies out of left field.
You remember Alex Keaton in Family Ties?
Yep.
Who is his idol?
Oh, is a
political figure. Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. No.
Dan Quayle.
Richard Nixon.
Richard Nixon.
Isn't he like super religious?
That's a good one. That's a good question.
No, I think that's Kirk Cameron.
That's Kirk Cameron.
That's definitely Kirk Cameron.
Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's.
Kirk Cameron.
Close.
I just watched Back to the Future the other day.
Loves
dude.
It
holds up.
It's almost the same
Back to the Future holds up.
He shakes for the hilarious. Lord.
Yeah, that's a good movie, man. Joe, that joke. No one's gonna. Nobody listen.
I tried.
Okay. Hey, what was the name of the bar on Dukes of Hazzard?
I don't know. I don't ever.
Did anybody watch The Dukes of Hazzard?
No, I had a little General Lee when I was a kid.
I honestly only watched it when they ripped
the flag off the top.
I didn't watch any of it.
I think I watched the movie that Jessica Simpson was in, right?
We had one of the ones you could sit in and you push with pedals.
Well, Johnny Knoxville on that. Way to tie that back into the other conversation. Well, yeah.
Daisy Duke might have been one of the first like women. I was like, who's that?
Susanna Hoffs, Bengals.
Yeah, good call.
Sorry.
What was the name of the bar, though?
Phoebe Cates.
Should have been Phoebe Cates.
The girl from just one of the guys.
The Boar's Nest, man.
It's Patrick's Pub.
Chalkies.
Are we still doing trivia?
Hawkies.
No, it's Hawkies.
Hey,
my dad was a big kid, a big rich kid. What show was I on?
Silver Spoons.
Facts.
Boom. Silver Spoons.
You got a train in this fucking house, bro. Which was dope.
What does ALF stand for?
Alien Life Form. My grandparents used to live next door to Ricky Schroeder's fucking ranch.
Oh, you're losing.
I know.
You're not getting anything. Right. That's why you're hating on it.
He is from Almac. Gordon Shaw.
What was Webster's adopted mom and dad's name?
Nope. This is loaded.
Oh, yeah. Come on, loaded Webster. Question.
Webster was a shit, but I don't know what it was.
Dan.
Webster was a little drunk. Wasn't it? Guard. He got in some shit, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
Webster?
Yeah.
He looked like Dan Deardorff.
Isn't he dead?
His mom and dad was Mr. and Mrs. Papadopoulos.
Oh, George
Papadopoulos.
Yeah.
Totally knew
George and Eileen Papadopoulos, I think. Or Irene.
Who was the first AD on the second episode of MASH?
Papadopoulos Klinger. Is fun to say. Papadopoulos. That's fun.
It's like something you'd measure like weather on.
A Papadopoulos?
Yeah. Those are all easy. What was the connection between the Facts of Life and ER?
Are we still doing that?
Well, ER was not the 80s, so now I'm lost. The Facts George of Life Clooney, had a bunch right? of random ladies on it, and so did ER.
George Clooney was in Roseanne.
And Roseanne, George Clooney's the answer. Double points for that one.
Chris?
You're back in the lead. Did you get that
Chris?
One?
Yeah, that was Chris.
Double points for you.
All right. That gave me 2 points.
You are no fucking Alex Trebek, man. You need to fucking tighten your game show.
On MASH, what was the name of BJ's wife?
Colleen.
Karen.
Karen.
Peg.
Brandon Novak.
I think you did a MASH question a second ago.
No.
I
like how he pointed to you like, you got it. Chris is like, I have no fucking SpaghettiOs.
That's a MASH question.
So I pulled a random 80s show to make a joke about the second associate
So then I found a MASH thing and see how quick I was? I was like quick on the trail. I'm like, oh,
this,
I got
this should be right
relatable.
Up your alley.
I thought the answer was NASA. Pointed right at me.
All right, we're going to go there, you assholes. Hold
on. What are you?
Hold on.
How many pages of this shit do you have?
Like 50.
All right, in an hour, we're going to take a break and come back.
This is a learning experience.
Chapter 2.
You know how early I have to be up, dude?
Name the twins on the Thundercats.
Thundercats and Ho.
Got it. Next question.
Kit and Cat or something.
Yeah.
Chira and Mira.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, nice. Look, he acted like he knew that from the rip. He just didn't want to be embarrassed by it.
Listen, I love Thundercats. Fuck you. I ain't embarrassed about shit. I just didn't remember. Is it Kit and Cat? Yeah,
cool. What did Archie Bunker on All in the Family call his son-in-law Mike?
Something
Meathead.
Racist.
Meathead. Yep.
I love that fucking show.
You know how many of these shows are so racist?
Right?
Archie Bunker, man. That was such All in the Family. God, that was a good show.
All right, let's go space trivia.
Thank you.
All right. I'll be over here if you need me.
I'll be over here. No, you got to participate.
I'll answer every single question incorrectly.
I have all the answers, Scott.
Multiple choice here.
I think I'm about to really embarrass myself right now.
No.
You ready?
Yeah.
Go.
I'll be here to buffer you.
It's fourth grade space trivia.
What is the furthest spacecraft from the planet Earth.
Voyager 2.
It's either the Mariner 9, the Pioneer 10.
Right off the rip.
The Voyager 1.
Tanked it.
Or the Explorer 1.
I'm going to go with whatever the thing said with 10.
I will not cut out that part where you said 2.
I will say that ISS is an acronym for International Space Station.
Okay.
Nice.
Joe?
Jupiter is the largest gaseous planet.
Gaseous?
I gave you 4 choices. Would you like to choose one of them?
I will choose B.
I'll choose one.
Which one?
Yeah, sure. Let's go
Mariner
with...
Mariner 9, Pioneer 10, Voyager Pioneer 10. 1, or Explorer 1?
It's going to be... I mean, because
your first answer was Voyager 2.
I know. So I'm going to go with Voyager 1 because they're studying the anomaly of
okay.
why this.
Colleen, would you like to choose one?
Yeah,
he cut you off. He's like, no, it's over.
Would you like to join your friend?
I would. I'll go with what Chris said.
You guys would be both right.
You may not justify your answer.
Yeah, you got one of the Voyager.
Don't leave me.
You knew it was Voyager
because it's the first man-made object to leave like the heliosphere of the solar system. So
it's the Voyager. Let me explain to you why. Shut the fuck up. Move on to Colleen.
Yeah, right.
And like I said, ISS. Is an acronym for International Spaceship.
I stand my ground.
There are 8 planets.
The Viking program consisted of a pair of American space probes sent to which planet?
Mars.
Gotta be Uranus. Gotta be.
I knew it.
If you're sending a probe anywhere, it's gotta be
Joe. We know Joe didn't listen to the episode because Colleen said that every joke that Joe would use on this
Uranus.
Episode was Uranus. It's gonna be the answer. He just
listen,
used
it's hard enough to
give
me a listen to the episodes that I'm actually
so let's
on.
Keep it tally.
Am I breaking the rules here? Is
how
this
many
a multiple
Uranuses?
Choice thing?
No, you said Mars. Colleen?
Jupiter, Mercury, Venus, or Mars? We have one Mars so far. Colleen?
Why wouldn't it be Mars? What?
So you're going
to
just go...
Wait, I don't even listen to the questions.
That's what I like to hear. So that's the level of commitment I'm after.
Charlie?
Right there.
The third human to walk on the surface of the moon was Charles Pete Conrad during the Apollo 12 mission.
Joe? Correct.
Joe?
I said Uranus, even though I don't think it's in the thing.
Mars would be correct.
Shit.
I was close.
It's close.
What was the first, Charlie, you're first.
Okay.
Charlie, what was the first space station launched and operated by NASA?
Did you know that to apply to be an astronaut, a pilot must have completed 1,000 hours of flying time in a jet aircraft?
Joe?
What was the question?
Okay.
Actually, it really doesn't matter. I'm not going to fucking
say
know.
B.
I'm going to go with...
So now I'm going to read the multiple choices to the two other people here.
It's Skylab.
Skylab is right. Colleen's just going to say everything that you said.
I seriously will... What he said.
God, this trivia is fucking banging.
Galileo was an unmanned spacecraft sent to study what planet and its moons?
Saturn.
Mars, Saturn, Jupiter.
I'm going to go Jupiter. Jupiter had lots of moons.
It's Jupiter.
Or Uranus.
It should be Uranus, but Uranus, those aren't moons. Those are hemorrhoids.
You know, Uranus smells like sulfur, by the way, because it's atmospheric
amazing.
Content.
Speak for yourself.
Those aren't moons. They're hemorrhoids.
Oh, my God.
Where'd you get that nugget of quote from?
Nugget, hemorrhoid? I'm with you.
Know.
I see where you're going with that. Dig in.
It would be Jupiter.
Obviously.
How many Apollo flights made safe landings on the moon? Charlie?
During Apollo 11, the astronauts ate 2 meals. Meal A was bacon squares, peaches, sugar cookie cubes, coffee, and pineapple grapefruit drink. Meal B included beef stew, cream of chicken soup, date fruit cake, grape punch, and orange drink.
Your choices are 6, 1, 11, and 3.
So what they did was they sent fucking like 7-year-old kids to fucking
space. I'm going
space. 6. What kind of fucking menu
I'm saying
is that?
6.
How many Apollo flights made safe landings on the moon?
6, 1,
it
11,
was
6. Or 3?
It
I'm
going
to go with 11.
11.
11.
11?
Yeah.
11?
It was definitely 6.
It's 6.
I know.
Okay. Good job, Charlie.
I listen.
Double points for that.
Well, he was talking about Apollo 11 or Apollo 12 or whatever. I was like, it's got to be that
all,
many.
Dude, it's all, I'm just playing.
Double points just for having an answer.
No, just because you had a number.
I'm sitting over here and doing math. I'm like, okay, so the first one was, but then what's one was unsuccessful?
Who was the first member of the NASA astronaut corps to fly into space twice?
Bubble.
John Glenn? Point. Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin,
yes.
Or Gus Grissom?
Ooh.
The first member of the NASA astronaut corps to fly into space twice.
You guys like how I'm like trying to think about this? Like there's just the answer in my head somewhere. I have no fucking clue.
It's one of those 4.
It's Grissom.
I feel like it's John Glenn.
See.
John Grissom was the writer or the client. That's not the right guy. He's not an astronaut.
It takes about 6 hours for a space shuttle aboard its crawler transporter to make a trip from the vehicle assembly building to the launch pad preceding a mission.
Depends on how heavy. Be a helper. Haven't you found the best way to be happy is to be helping somebody else?
Of course. Space trivia is a fucking hit.
I'm going to retort a quote of Mr. Rogers for every answer that you give.
Oh, well, I'm done then.
No. All right, show's over. Everybody have a great night.
Oh, my God.
That was Gus Grissom.
You guys were right.
Everybody was wrong on that one. John F. Kennedy Space Center is located in what U.S. state?
Texas.
Hmm.
California, Oklahoma, Texas, or Florida?
New Hampshire.
Are we really going to have to guess this one?
Is it Wyoming?
Yeah.
NASA was established in what year? 1972, 1958, 1969, 1944?
58. 58.
That's how they got them Nazis. Who became the first American in space? Buzz Aldrin, Jim Lovell, John Glenn, or Alan Shepard?
Alan Shepard.
Spirit and Opportunity.
Was that who it was?
Yep. Spirit and Opportunity.
I'm looking at Chris like, come on, man. Say your answer, bro. So I can jump on and be like, yep, that's him.
Spirit and Opportunity were two rovers sent to explore the surface of which planet?
Mars. And I got the Grissom one right, too, by the way. Yeah. You're not
Yeah, he did.
Taking one away from
him. Because when he said it, I was thinking of the actual street in Port St. John.
I was just trying to,
is that the
blow
name
past
Grissom
that
came from that?
Because I had to take this quiz to get this to print out. And I got 100 on it, but it took me 5 tries. Even though it's the same fucking questions.
Man, you got
them up.
Google right there.
I was like not half paying attention. I was just trying to get through to print it out. And,
yeah. Joe, you realize that all the streets that are in that area are named after astronauts. That's why Tulsa got renamed Grissom. But like if you go all over by the police station and stuff,
Achilles?
All those streets.
Achilles
like,
is not.
Oh, yeah, up there by Pigpen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was the first astronaut to be removed from a flight because of an injury?
O.J. Simpson.
He never flew again.
Are you going to give us some answers?
This is harder shit.
Oh, cool.
Scott Carpenter, a motor bike accident.
Scott. Well, we should have known it was Scott.
What is the only elective course that Jim Lovell took while attending Annapolis?
Home economics.
Underwater basket weaving.
German.
So cool.
Well, he had to at NASA. Jesus Christ. Better know German.
What was the first experiment suggested by a high school student to fly aboard the shuttle?
I don't know.
Insects, honeybees, moths, and houseflies.
Ooh, why would you want to do that to yourself?
Yeah, I want to be trapped in a space shuttle with those fucking nightmares.
Can you imagine being the first fly in space?
What the fuck?
I don't even have to flap my wings.
just float the fuck around. It's like, God, what the fuck is wrong with me?
Man, that reminds me of the Simpsons episode when Homer went to space.
Dude, that's an animated, that's a Pixel Studios fucking movie right there.
Pixar?
Yeah. Copyright the shit. Pixar.
Disney Pixar.
Market.
Hey, you know media and shit. Talk to them. You're an Emmy guy.
Yeah, I'll make it happen.
You're an Emmy guy.
I'll have my people call their people.
Yeah. Have your people call their people and tell them we got a podcast with a great idea on insects in space.
Hey, these window lickers from Titusville. Every Wednesday they do a show. Yeah.
They have upwards of 10 listeners. Yeah. Upwards.
Well, 9 now after all the politics we were talking about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We might have.
We just totally isolated 10% of our listening audience.
Yeah.
Or Karen.
Dude, fuck you, libtards.
I don't think any Karens listen to us.
I hope Karen listens. I hope that Karen still listens. Just like sits home and steams all angry.
She probably don't know.
She has not blocked me yet, though.
She's
probably,
like the Steve Buscemi and the fucking wasn't Billy
Madison.
Probably
don't know how
Maybe
to listen to
podcast. We should message
podcast.
Her soon.
We should.
We're all blocked.
Should we? Why don't you message her and ask her if she wants to be on the show?
I don't want to even like call attention to myself after what she did to Devin.
Tell her Chris wants to interview her.
Why?
Because I don't want her coming after me.
Oh, what's she going to do? Hurt your
Show up to
feelings?
My work.
You know, the funny thing, too, is I was dogging her in the gifts comments, and she was...
She thought you were on her side.
Yeah.
Like, no, awesome. I'm not. Yeah.
That's what Rachel was calling out. She's like, Chris is not agreeing with you.
Well, when you're that mad.
Snowflake.
And just think, that's a functioning human in society that probably votes.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
You know she does.
Oh, you know she votes.
It's crazy, man.
It really is. It really is.
We're doomed.
Oh, yeah. This shit's all happening for a reason,
is
man.
All of, and we're not going to talk about this anymore, but does all of your workplaces talk about politics at work?
Frequently.
No.
Because our office just...
Yeah, we don't either.
We have two factions, you know, and then there's a middle ground faction.
Yeah.
And everybody just all day.
Yeah,
sometimes.
All day.
And sometimes it's fine, but some days it's like, man, get me the fuck out of here.
No, our executive producer, one Mike Justice, is the world's worst person.
Yeah.
And he'll agree with me by saying that.
Yeah.
He's pretty
I'm
far
hashtag
left.
Him and tag you in
You
that.
Should. Yeah. He's pretty far left wing, but we work with a lot of really far, far, like Sean Hannity level right wing.
Yeah.
And he likes to, when he sees those guys in a corner getting themselves angry about life in general, he'll walk over and be like, oh, yeah, and you know what? Trump did this and he's stupid, drops the grenade.
Yeah.
Gets them all mad.
Throws a liberal bomb and runs.
Just leaves and walks away.
Oh, that's so great.
And it's what the funny thing, or it's actually kind of sad, is that those guys get really, really mad. Justice drops the liberal grenade. Yeah. They get even madder.
Yeah.
And then they stay mad and arguing, even though Justice has walked away for 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing how people put so much emotion behind it.
I know, man. It's politics is a team sport these days.
What I don't understand about politics, because I don't.
100%.
Yeah. I don't understand. I don't fucking deal with it.
Nope.
But on all these people that are out of their mind about left, right, and the presidency and all this. Why don't they take that on a local level? Why don't they take those policies and politics on a local level?
Where like really
that's
matters.
How you change
that's what they
things.
Were they're being preached to you by so many intelligent people to do that
too
and
much
they don't
work.
Listen.
It's too much work.
They have to get up from their computer where they're angry tweeting everything and actually go and do something productive, and that's too
can't
much.
Have that. You got to vote, man.
Not an
that's
option.
So important.
Definitely got to vote.
Speaking of sports, so baseball's going to be on for 60 games.
I don't think it's going to be.
I don't know that it will.
They did. They just agreed on a thing.
I know, but
I don't believe you.
It's going to happen.
That's the game with the stick and the ball, right?
Yeah, I don't think anybody.
Go Sox.
I keep getting I have a group of 16 people with a fantasy baseball league, and every freaking 2 weeks they like push it back a couple weeks, and it's like, guys, fuck, shit's not happening.
Yeah,
leave me alone until it happens.
That's why I love the UFC, man. Dana White got a fucking fight island in Abu Dhabi.
Hey, every
fuck you, we're gonna fight like Dustin Poirier going, and Dan Hooker this week. Yeah, it's unbelievable,
like,
man.
It's been great. Every weekend there's fights.
Yeah. Pay those fighters, man. That's the problem with that sport. They don't pay them fighters what they should. But that's the only sport really kicking, right? Is racing a thing?
Yeah, they're racing.
Oh, yeah, you know racing.
They had their first round last week, right?
That whole Bubba Wallace thing?
Noose
it was like something that is in all the doors.
Yeah. That was from,
it's really strange that like nobody called that out immediately. Like all those guys work in garages and so many people are like, it is so common on a pull door like that to have that.
Yeah,
like,
but once the FBI is involved, it's everything sells.
Yeah, but the FBI came in and said there's no problem.
Yeah, they've already come out and said, guys, calm down, and yet nobody can stop talking about
which,
it because
thank God.
The narrative won't allow them to.
Yeah,
but you know it was awesome to see the solidarity with all the drivers and the pit crew.
I got emotional. I was like, oh my
beautiful.
God, like
but that was
look
beautiful, you know.
Yeah, it was
because
really cool.
Listen, I don't watch NASCAR. I can't do it. Every year the Daytona 500 comes on, I get a thing of boiled peanuts and I'm like, this is the year I'm gonna do it. Football's over, this is gonna be my jam, and then I go mow the grass.
Yeah,
so I just can't fucking
I can't
do
watch
it.
It I can't
so
watch it.
The nope. stigma associated with NASCAR
at all.
It was good to see that, like for the fans and the drivers that they came together. Like that was pretty.
If they were in
cool.
bumper cars and like getting out and fist fighting like hockey or something, I would totally watch.
Yeah, that used to happen.
Well, I mean, technically, awesome. You know, they do get in wrecks and then they do get out and fight each other.
But like, I want safe like bumper cars,
right on,
to where they look childish and make it funny.
Not me.
Speaking of bumper cars,
but fast.
Over in Cocoa Beach, there's the big golf course. They just put in this go-kart track.
Yep.
Okay.
That thing is excessively fucking fast.
Where?
To the point that I took my daughter in Cocoa Beach, almost in Cape Canaveral.
Okay.
Right on A1A. Yep. They've got
is that the old jungle village
but
or whatever it is?
They
or?
Just put the new go-kart track in,
I
right?
I didn't know that.
Okay.
And it is, they start you off slow, right? But once that thing gets going, Jesus Christ, my little girl, I still have claw marks because of how fast this fucking thing was.
That was awesome. Because
you're coming around turns, and they're not only turns, but you go up a hill, around a turn, and then immediately downhill and around another turn.
Oh,
that's awesome.
And it was like, I was like sketched out, and I was a 4-year-old man.
I used to love going to those motherfucking things.
Imagine how much fun that would be seven beers deep. Right, like you're even at a level.
Are you,
of,
so this is like right. you're actually driving the car, right?
Yeah, but it's in a you know a controlled environment, and you know you can't go off the track, but it's just it is.
Well, listen.
Well, there's a will, there's a way.
Well, listen, we haven't hung out in a long time. We might have a little bit of a mandate coming on here. That sounds amazing.
I might be down for that.
Yeah,
it was impressively fast to the point that I was surprised at how fast it was.
Do you remember when they used to have laser tag there?
Oh yeah,
dude, we used to put laser tag in there for hours.
I used to play NBA Jam.
Laser tag used to be bad. Dude, we'd play that.
It's on fire.
But laser tag, we used to play laser tag all the time in there.
You would be a fucking laser tag.
Yeah, you ever played laser tag and fucking
nope. I've never played it.
Never?
No.
Up in Kentucky, they used to have like big old like fucking
Yeah, I'm feeling bad.
I'm just fucking with you. Jill's sad.
All of you guys are like staring at me, and I'm like saying, well, why am I even talking about this? Like, I can't do it.
Yeah, sorry for the derailment, guys.
Go Magic.
Jesus. You know what Mr. Rogers would say at this point?
Fuck basketball.
What would Mr. Rogers say at this point?
He's saying it's time to fucking end the show, and he would have said fuck.
Hey, anything going on this weekend? You're working this weekend, Colleen?
Just Sunday.
Sunday? Day shift?
Yep.
Oh, my.
Well, Sunday's 12 to 7.
And you guys are still open?
Mm-hmm.
Everything's good?
Yeah. No issues there or anything?
Yeah. Have they talked about closing at all?
Nope.
Good.
I was up at the pier, and they were closing down the banker, the new bank bar. They're closing that down tomorrow.
Yeah, Ye Olde Banker's Tavern or whatever. Sorry, I heard that too.
Yeah.
Rec 225 closed down there. Kreiderman's is closed. Did, yeah. So.
Fucking Kreiderman's, man.
I know, man. That's brisket. That's where it hurts, bro. God.
How is Murdoch still open?
I don't know. I think they put up something too that they're going to be closing temporarily.
Because weren't they about to almost be closed down for good?
Can we give a shout out to Murdoch's, man?
We got to. That's why
for Father's Day. And happy belated Father's Day, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
To the group.
Happy Father's Day, man.
All around.
Me and Scott took the kids to Murdoch's, and yeah, that place is so awesome, man.
Yeah.
The food's so good. The people are so awesome there. Like, just down to earth good people,
lobster dip with bread. You dip in this lobster and spinach. It was fucking phenomenal.
Who was your waiter? Was it that little skinny dude that just fucking goes a mile a minute?
No,
his name was
he was awesome. I don't know. Server guy. He was really cool. He was awesome, man. Everybody
they
was
something.
Great.
They had a nickname for him.
Spicoli.
Spicoli, there it is.
Yeah, Spicoli.
Dude, he was the best.
Yeah, he was awesome. The service was great. The food was better. It was just awesome. So shout out to Murdoch.
Their breakfast. Yeah.
Murdoch's always killer. So they're still in the old building, right? They never moved
prime
yet.
Did you Father's Day gift? Dude. Anybody get anything good?
Did you see what I got, Brent?
No.
I got him. It's a poster, but it's a really nice like old looking thing. It's the stars, the constellations of the exact minute every kid was born.
That's awesome.
So it was like Declan's, awesome. Keegan's, and Quinn's, their
really
birth dates,
cool.
times, and the way that it looked in Titusville at that time that they were born.
Yeah.
And it's just like on this like it's like a brownish thing, and it looks so cool and antique, and it looks really good in his office.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool. And I'm like, now you won't forget their birthdays.
I got a Dundee.
What the fuck?
Oh, good job.
I got a Dundee.
What'd you do to earn the Dundee? Be a great father.
There's three different ones.
It's an award.
What's a Dundee?
It's an award.
Dundee from The Office.
Yeah.
A Dunder Mifflin Award.
And then Ava made me a Dwight shirt bag. It was pretty cool.
She made that?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she made it.
That's
made
really good.
Yeah. And then, you know, she did the homemade cards. I love that shit.
Yeah.
I got Miami Dolphin tumbler cups.
Nice.
Fucking burn them.
I went and bought myself a new smoker on Saturday, which Sunday is what I did, was just fucking put the smoker on.
How'd it go?
It went pretty good, man. So it's electric. I've never done electric before. I kind of felt like, you know, I wasn't into it, but at the same time.
Are you going to pick up on the week from when Brent can't deliver?
Yeah, I'm down. I mean, I'm going to play with it a little bit. It's pretty fucking crazy now. So everything's like Bluetooth. I got a fucking app on my phone. I can watch internal temperatures.
Yeah.
You know, everything's fucking set and quiet. Literally, it's like you open up this little side compartment, put a block of fucking wood in there and close it. And it just fucking smokes for an hour or two. And then you come back and throw it in there. So the only thing I wish was that the area for the actual wood to go in was a little bit bigger, so you wouldn't have to fill it as often, because then you really could probably go out and shit and fuck around. But even then, I mean, part of smoking is just doing
I got one of those a couple years ago.
Okay.
Like the Masterbuilt one, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I have the same one out there, electric one right now.
Okay.
So I went out and got the, you can use pellets. Right?
Yeah, I saw like a little feeder and shit.
Yeah,
you feed attachment.
It's like a tray, right? And it's got like three rows in it, and you fill it up with these pellets, and you use a blowtorch to start the end.
Okay.
And then it burns like a cigar, and that thing smokes for like fucking 8 hours.
That's awesome.
Yep. You just put it in there and walk away.
Yeah, that's what I need.
And because it's electric, it stays at it. Once it hits the temperature you tell it to, it stays there.
It literally fluctuates like 2 degrees. It's fucking badass.
With mine,
never
just has a probe in it, and I put it at what temperature to cook for how long.
Yeah.
But when it gets to that certain temperature internally, it just shuts off.
Yeah. It's awesome.
I can't even imagine that, because like on the days that Brent smokes meat, like overnight, he's literally setting an alarm to go check the temperatures and like has to mess it. Like he stays and he does it, but he loves it. Like he just loves doing that kind of shit.
That old school way, and that's the way a lot of people still do it. And it's like, I mean,
the reality is you're going to get your best quality product doing it that way. Yeah. Going old
really
school, 100%. But with the Bluetooth now,
we're just lazy.
Propane, propane
like
always
sleep.
Had a funky taste. I never really got it.
I'm not a propane fan.
Nah, me either.
Now, the one thing to remember with electric smoker is do not run it on an extension cord, because it cuts the current down.
Yep.
and it'll have a harder time keeping up.
Oh, really?
Where it is. Yeah.
See, I did run an extension cord, but I went and got one of those fucking bumblebee fucking monster fucking cables.
Yeah, it's just my neighbor has done the electric smoking thing for a decade, and when I got mine, he's like, never run it on an extension cord.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was like, sacrilegious.
The only problem is, though, I mean,
fucking do it.
You're going to have to find a spot, because I'm not trying, I'm not keeping it in the garage. So that means I have to fucking like drag it on the side of the house or something and plug it in, I guess. Yeah. It wouldn't be that big a deal. Put it behind the fence, but. Yeah, well, live and learn.
I've used an electric cord and it's worked okay, but I could see what you're saying. It makes science sense.
Yeah, shout out to all you electrical cord yellows. Junkies that want to hear us talk about this.
Right. What was your?
We know who you are.
There's gonna be somebody. One person on our page is pissed off.
What was your wattage loss? It's Karen. I guarantee that person knows Charlie Lord personally.
Sorry, guys.
Thanks, Charlie.
Sorry.
When you make something for somebody, you hope that person will like it. Just like you hope that person likes you. So make me something that I'll like, Joe.
I'll make you something, all right.
That was for you.
I don't even know what to say to that.
All right. Episode 52 in the books. Chris, thanks for coming, man. I hope you do this again.
I really appreciate it. This was a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had a good time, man.
Thank you, Chris.
Dude, thanks for coming.
Yeah, Colleen was like, you want to come on the podcast? I'm like, fuck yeah.
I did not expect you to say yes. Like,
oh, come on, Colleen.
Well, no, I mean, like, I didn't know if you were allowed to.
We've been friends for long enough that you'd be like, hey, Chris, I need you to come help me paint a fence. I'm like, okay. I know that.
Well,
so, yeah, this was a lot of fun, guys.
Yeah, man.
We have a great time with it, man. Hey, and we're going to be talking more because I do want your help with the video.
Yeah, sure. This wasn't just a social invite.
We told Colleen, like, we'll let him on the show if. No, but seriously, like, if it's free time, like, seriously, like, I want to get a Facebook something live going. Like, I know Twitch used to be the thing.
Yeah.
There's probably something even better now that I'm not even... I have something set up here that
all the woke kids are doing.
All the woke.
I need you to woke me.
The problem is just the cost, because you're basically putting together a little mini production studio.
Yeah.
And you can probably get away with doing some older generation GoPros to save some money.
That's not cheap, and
I'm down for that, because like right now, like when I was like... We'll talk when the show.
I was gonna say, does anybody really want to hear about this?
No,
this is gonna get really nerdy real fast.
All right, guys.
All right, bye.
All right,
see y'all.
Bye.
You win. Leave me alone. You win.
Daisy's in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor. He's screaming for more. I see you're gonna be alright. Top of her lungs, this all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor, he's screaming for more. I see you're gonna be alright.
Dude, that shit's killer! Oh, dude, that was awesome!